Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Here on the Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer.
The Knicks got a lot of dudes. They are rolling extremely dude heavy.
Hopefully everybody's having a very pleasant Luge evening. A big Lugowski here, a 5 hour after hours.
On the big Lugowski.
Thank you. As we are only a few days away from the Knick Parade, the celebration, the party continues here on WFAN. I, like a lot of people in the audience, are running on very little sleep, but that's okay. We are all running on the excitement, the energy of this basketball team in this city and what this basketball team provided us as Knick fans. And you heard it there in the call by Mike Breen. It's not a dream. You can cry. The Knicks have won a championship. And the whole crying thing. I know Beningo cried on Sunday, which I get. And Joe, and my voice is going a little bit here, so I'll do my best to impersonate him. But, you know, Joe's take on it is, bro, the sands of time are not in my favor, bro. The clock is ticking. I don't know how much longer I have on this earth, bro. And I've been saying for years to my wonderful wife, Terry, I don't know if I'm going to see another championship. I don't know if I'm going to see one. Well, Joe got to see one. Joe will be at the parade on Thursday. And now he doesn't have to say that anymore. Where I don't know if I'm going to see one of my teams win a championship before I'm gone. So I get that from his perspective. I was on earlier with Evan and Tiki, and they asked me if I cried. I said, no, I'm not the world's biggest crier outside of when somebody I love passes away, which is a totally different situation, obviously. The only other time I could think of that I cried was when I got the bill for my wedding. I looked down and I started crying, and they were not tears of joy. They were, I mean, I could have married three women for this price. Why the heck did I only marry one woman? That's what I was wondering. It's like, is there more wives that come with this? I for this amount of money, I only get the, I'm only marrying this one woman. And I say that obviously in jest.
Everyone has a price.
But that was a lesson that I learned the hard way, because ever since there's a new Amazon package at my house, at my apartment every day. Oh, how much stuff do we need? Every time I go home, I gotta, like, could you bring the package upstairs? Can you stop ordering? Is that even in the conversation? Is that even in your mindset to stop ordering things? There's no possible way that you need all this stuff. Because I know if I was still living as a bachelor, I wouldn't be using all this stuff. So why the heck do we need it?
What's the most absurd thing that you've seen delivered that you can say on the air?
Oh, I could tell you right now. And the cat doesn't use it, and she'll go down swinging with this one. She bought the cat a giant hamster wheel so that the cat, like a hamster, would run in the wheel.
But a cat's not a hamster.
Of course not. But my wife is an idiot. I say that with love. She's just a dingbat. That's really what it boils down to. I say that lovingly. People are like, how could you call your wife that? This is what we know as a jokes up here. We're doing an entertainment portion of the program, so if you take offense to that, you shouldn't, because it's a joke. She might not take as a joke, but I am sort of saying it as a joke. She thinks that the cat, still does, we've had it for like a month or two, the cat never goes on the hamster wheel, and it's huge. It's large. It's just huge hamster wheel. I don't even want to know what it cost. Had to put the whole damn thing together, and she thinks he's going to go in there and run. The only time he's ever gone on the hamster wheel is to just sit there. It's not his bag. Now, we've bought him some other things that he does enjoy, but that one he doesn't enjoy, and he's not going to enjoy it. So that was the most ridiculous purchase that I could think of recently. There's been plenty others that are bad, but that was the most ridiculous one that I could think of that has happened in the last couple of months.
Got to be a big hamster wheel, too.
It's huge. It takes up space. It was a pain in the ass to put together. I don't want to know what it costs. It probably wasn't too bad, but still, it didn't cost zero. Wasn't a five-finger discount.
Have you tried it?
Have I tried what?
A hamster wheel.
Why would I try that?
It'll give something to do.
How the hell would I be able to fit in the hamster wheel?
You said it was big.
Yeah, big for a cat, not big for a human, dummy. You think I could fit in the hamster wheel?
I think you can find something.
No, I can go in the hamster wheel in terms of laying in it and then maybe like flip around in it, but I can't like run in it. Is that what you mean? I could not run in it. I could get in the hamster wheel and sort of sit there and rock back and forth like it was a hammock, but I can't actually get in the hamster wheel and... Which is another thing that we have, a hammock that barely gets used. But that that's more on me. I should probably utilize that. I'm not a big hammock guy. Every time I get into a hammock, I don't know. It doesn't do it for me.
You're afraid of breaking the tree and falling? Because normally you have to attach it to a tree.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what it is. It's just I find myself not enjoying the hammock experience. I've gone in there a couple times, but I'm just like, it's not for me. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm not afraid of necessarily it snapping because it's not attached to a tree. But I'm afraid of maybe falling out of it or I feel uncomfortable in it and not
sturdy. Have you tried reading a book?
I don't read books. I haven't read a book since high school. I don't read books.
Not reading a book in a...
No,
in
I'm not going to do that. It'll
make you smarter.
But I don't want to read. I'm already smart. I don't need to be smarter. Tell me how reading a book makes you smart.
You'll read words that you don't see in your everyday job and everyday life.
So what? So what's that matter? If I don't know what they mean...
It broadens your...
Broadens my what? My vocabulary? We're doing Sports Talk Radio here.
It broadens you. You never know where
your Have you heard some of the hosts on this radio station over the years? Do they sound like people that have a wide vocabulary?
Right, which is why you should stand out.
Well, I don't want to stand out in that way.
I stand out.
You don't stand out.
I stand
out.
You
don't stand out.
Yes, I do.
You don't stand out.
I'm the only one concerned about the weather on Thursday.
What would you say you bring to the show?
I'm the only one.
What would you say you bring to the show?
I'm the only one that's talking about the weather for Thursday. No one else on the station
did it. I will say this. You need to get this to the mayor. You need to get this to City Hall. Because if there is bad weather, they got to change the date here. First of all, I still don't know why the heck they waited till Thursday. Why didn't they just do this tomorrow? Was there a particular reason? If there is, there's a valid reason. Cool. Maybe because of the World Cup. Maybe they wanted the anticipation. They wanted to get Knick fans here. I'm all for the reasoning. I just like to know what it is. But when I look at the map here, Thursday's the worst weather day of every day this week. So that's the one you pick.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like...
You with the crew?
You from the D.
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay? That's the one you picked. I would imagine they have an access to a weather app on their phone, right? Correct me if I'm wrong here, mayor's office.
Big dump.
I'm sure they'll figure this out. And if it rains, but I don't, if it rains, we got to move the date. That's all. So go be the weatherman over there.
You don't want to get wet?
Not really.
For 53 years, whenever the Mets won a World Series,
yeah, you say that,
it
though.
Could be a torrential downpour, a hurricane. You're trying to play hero here.
You're talking out of your rear end. That's what you're doing. Because you know and I know that we as humans are very weather dependent. I don't know if that's the right word, but the weather impacts our experience and sometimes our mood. And when you get a beautiful day, you walk around the city, I don't have to tell you, it obviously the scenery improves greatly and the vibe improves greatly. And I understand the vibes are going to be there anyway. And there's going to be some people that are just like, I don't care if it's raining. It is what it is. But it does damper the experience, not the moment, but just it's a pain in the ass when it rains. And you're going to have 5 million people with umbrellas poking each other's eyes out. Does that sound like something that sounds safe to anybody out there? Again, we don't know the official weather, but I did see it on my app the whole week, and I was trying to ignore it the best I possibly could. But I noticed every single other day had good weather. Like, thinking to myself, like, we spun the wheel and landed on Thursday. Why? Did we ever get a reason? I don't think so.
I'll reach out to the mayor's office. I'll see if I can get Mayor Mamdani to come on tonight.
We don't need to have him on.
No, I'll call in.
I don't need to hear from him. But it's more just about the only thing I would be curious about is if there's bad weather, if they'll change it. That's all. I don't need to know why you picked today. But we'll find that out.
So I will reach out for comment to the
mayor. Yeah, see if they can send a comment my way. CC me on the email, obviously. Say positive Tommy wants to keep the positive vibes going. Can we please make sure we do the parade on a nice weather day? Because I've talked about this forever. And it's the reason that's going to make the parade so special in June is that the weather is also going to be immaculate. Because Yankees, Mets win a championship, it's November, the weather's, it could be nice, but it's not going to be June nice. Football teams win, it's going to be freezing. Maybe you get a decent day in February, but in all likelihood, it's going to be very cold. Basketball, hockey, you get the parade in June, the weather should be amazing. You have the gift of awesome weather this time of year, so I would like the parade to be on an awesome weather day. That's just me. Maybe you're not in the same boat. You don't care about the weather. That might not be your brand of vodka, but for me, it is. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll play, Rosie, make sure you got it, the couple clips there, the chunks of the James Dolan pre-playoff motivational speech. I have not heard it. You will get my instant reaction to it on the air. That's coming up in the next, we'll call it like 5 minutes. Let's head out to Paul in Levittown. What's up, Paul?
Tommy.
Hey, what's up?
Not the reason I called, but I'm thinking that maybe they made the parade Thursday because Friday is Juneteenth and a lot of people are off of work, so
yeah.
Maybe they
I think that's part of it. I think maybe it has something to do with the sanitation office on Friday and the weekends. So I'm not suggesting not doing it. I'm thinking more why they didn't do it early in the week. Why didn't they do it tomorrow?
Yeah, I agree.
It's like 2 days, maybe three. So I'm more, it's not so much, I understand Friday, and they probably don't want to necessarily have a parade on a Friday. They don't want everybody in a weekend. I understand that. But why not do it Tuesday or Wednesday? And they might have a legitimate reason. I just don't know if we've heard why. And like I said, wouldn't you look out and see if the weather is going to be good or not? Wouldn't that be something that would go into the factoring into your decision-making?
You would think so.
You would think.
So the reason I called is because I was scrolling through Instagram, and I came across your take last night that Jalen Brunson right now is the best player in the NBA.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, just when positive Tommy can't say anything more spot on, you say something like that and totally redeem yourself.
Some people weren't made for life on the road. I appreciate it. Samsonite,
right.
I was way off. Thank you. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate that.
Swanson. But anyway, if you want a bucket, who else do you want right now besides Jalen Brunson? So you were spot on, and I'll do you one better. The last 30 years, give me Michael Jordan, give me Kobe Bryant, give me big body Brunson. Top three, that's it.
Yeah, listen, he's doing things in the fourth quarter that both of those gentlemen did. And I know people are like, oh, he's not Michael Jordan, he's not Kobe Bryant. Well, you know what? When the chips are down in the fourth quarter in clutch moments, he is Kobe Bryant. He is Michael Jordan. He is every bit as great as those guys. He's every bit of the winner those guys were. He has the mentality and the fire that burns in his belly just like those two guys did. And that's what makes him so special. And that's what makes me, Paul, so excited about this team, not only now, but in the future.
He's got that dog in him for sure. Sure and is. I could definitely see this being a dynasty, like you said.
Yes, as they say across the pond, Paul, and I appreciate it. It is World Cup season. So my friends out there in England and across the pond, they would call it a dynasty. A dynasty. But here we call it a dynasty. Either way, it means multiple championships. Okay, we've teased it enough. Here it is. James Dolan. Now, I've not heard this audio, so this is the first time I'm going to be listening to it. This came out, the Roommates podcast, hosted by Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart. This was an exclusive that they put out on their social media accounts. Never been heard by the public. This was just in front of the team, coaching staff. This is James Dolan. This is before the playoffs started. So right before everything got going, it was about 15 minutes long. We shortened it up a bit. We chopped it up into a few parts. So you're going to hear three parts. They go about a minute or so each. Here is the owner of the Knicks. Here is James Dolan delivering a motivational speech to the Knicks players before this championship run.
I decided to come talk to you because I didn't want to miss the opportunity. I believe that this team can go all the way. And in my 30 years of doing this, I've never felt closer, right, to achieving that goal than right now. I don't know if you understand what it would mean for you to win a championship this year, to win the NBA championship. It would be life-changing for all of you. It will stick with you the rest of your lives. And if you don't win, you'll be thinking about it the rest of your lives. And why I'm here is because we have 10 weeks in your life to achieve something that will stay with you the rest of your life and the rest of my life. But you're going to have to give it your all. You're going to have to give more now than you've ever, ever given before to this team and to your careers. And the big word is sacrifice. You're going to have to sacrifice if you want to achieve this. You have to have a discussion with yourself about what these next 10 weeks are.
Okay, so that is part one of the speech. Let's hear part two from James Dolan.
Because it's only 10 weeks. It's not a long time. But if you can now focus yourselves, sacrifice everything around you to, for these next 10 weeks to win that championship, I believe you can do it. I've seen you do it this season, and you've seen yourselves do it. You know you can do it. I believe you know you can do it. But will you do it for the next 10 weeks? This has just got to be all about us and about how we play. It's not who we play. It's how we play, because I believe this team can beat anybody in the NBA. We've already shown that we can. So it's not who we play, it's how we play. So when you go home and you talk to your brides and your significant others, I do want you to tell them one thing that I said. When we win the championship, right, we will get rings. And when we get rings, so will they. I will buy a ring for each one of your significant others because their contribution is going to be very important to this team winning. If you don't have a significant other, most of you do, find someone that is sharing this journey for the next 10 weeks and make that person come with you, guys. And we'll give that person a ring.
Okay, so that was part two. This is James Dolan. This is a speech that he gave to the team, right? And keep hearing him say 10 weeks. So this is right before the playoffs started. This is right before this historical dominant playoff run. You've heard the first two parts. We've chopped it up into a few. Here is the final part that we are going to play for you here, part three. This is James Dolan.
I believe in you guys. I believe in this whole group. This is not just a player thing. This is an entire organization thing. We've been working at this for years to get ourselves to this point. And now, 10 weeks. Can you do it? Can you focus for 10 weeks? If you do that at the end of 10 weeks, we're walking out of here with rings, right? And we're walking out of here with a moniker on ourselves that will never, ever go away. Me too. Do it. Commit to it. Go for it.
Wow. Okay, so that was the first time I've heard that. I wanted to give you my guttural reaction to it on the air. I didn't want to listen to it before I got on the air so that I can get my thoughts and give it out to you. I think that this is something you want to just hear and sort of spit out what you feel about it. And that was amazing. It really was. And James Dolan, and we don't always hear from him, and we've kind of seen him in not this light before. And I don't know how many times James Dolan has done this before. Probably not a lot. He said it in the clip. Look, I believe in you guys more than any other team in terms of winning a championship. And you hear that and you want to run through a wall. I don't even play for the team and I want to run through the wall. The players heard that. I'm sure that helped their confidence level. And James Dolan talked about what this would mean for their legacies, and he's 100% spot on. He was passionate. He was poignant. He was just really, really, it was resounding, the words that he had there for his team. And this group, I'm telling you, they heard that speech and it definitely, definitely put them in the right direction to win a championship. And you've seen that emotion with Dolan, you know, after they won a championship, and you could tell what this means to him and sort of his apology to Nick fans that it took so long, and hopefully it doesn't take this long again, and I don't think it will. That's me saying that. I don't think it will. But I'm sure he feels the same way, because how could he not? Think about all the teams that he had all those years that were just horrible. He looks around this group right now and says, I got myself an executive that knows what the heck he's doing. I got a coach that knows what the heck he's doing. I got a superstar player in Jalen Brunson, a guy, now this is me talking again, Tommy Lugar, that I think is the best player in the league, and I'm sure Dolan would agree with me on that. I've hired the guy that assembled this great team, and I am going to just do everything I can as the owner to motivate them. And that's exactly what he did. And there's more to that speech. You could check it out online. It goes about 15 minutes or so. Including, and some of it was in there, but not as, I think he actually flat out said it in a joking manner. And that was the fact that telling the players, hey, listen, for the next 10 weeks, most of you guys are in relationships or whatever, but if you're single, not single, for the next 10 weeks, no sex. Don't have any sex for 10 weeks. To which I hear that and I say, well, most of these guys are married anyway, so they're probably not having sex for the next 10 weeks. Let's be real. Let's just be honest.
It's like having sex.
Let's just be real. I think he's speaking to the single players on the team. Because for most people out there, when you hear 10 weeks of no sex, you say, well, that just sounds like marriage. Let's be honest. 10 weeks. It's like nothing. It's not even a baseball season. So I imagine the married guys in the room are saying, 10 weeks? I mean, geez, I wasn't planning on having sex in 10 weeks with my wife anyway. Or she wasn't planning on having it with me. And I don't know if anybody took that to heart and they actually took that to practice, but I understand the sentiment there. You want to keep all your focus on everything that has to do with the basketball game and the basketball team. And all the outside noise, all the outside interests, all the outside escapades, they'll be there waiting for you in the summer. They'll be waiting for you once the deal is done, once this team wins a championship. I believe in you. I believe in what this team has done. I've seen you do it. We could beat anybody in the league. And I said that throughout the year. This team could beat anybody on any given night. We've seen it. But for Dolan to go down, sit in front of the team for 15 minutes, you heard about 3 or 4 minutes of it there, and motivate these guys and be so raw and honest and just motivational, I think that was a big part of this run. And it just showed you that the Knicks, really throughout this year and throughout this playoff championship run, they played every single note perfectly. From the owner, from Leon, from Mike Brown, Brunson, all the way down. It was a collective organizational championship. And the Knicks at one time were the most, they were just dysfunctional. They were just the worst franchise in the NBA, certainly, arguably in all of sports. They have gone from that to the best run organization, certainly here in New York. And now they are a model franchise in the NBA. They are champions of basketball. They are the top of the mountain. They have the best player in the league. James Dolan has completely reshaped his image. After hearing this, I think fans were still a little skeptical about, you know, we still remember the bad times with James Dolan. But whether it's the interviews he's had on this radio station with Craig and McMonagle, where I thought Dolan came off tremendous, he just came off great, personable, likable, down to earth, spoke from the heart. And then after the team won a championship, that impassioned speech, and now this year that we have now got to digest as Knicks fans, it makes us even grow fonder of Dolan, which even a couple of years ago, if I had told you that was going to be the case, you would have said, I'm nuts. But here we are, where James Dolan is now entering the conversation of where people are starting to just love him as an owner. For the personality, for bringing a championship. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. If you're on hold, we're going to get to you. We have 2.5 hours to go here on a big Lugowski. The phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer. Lugie in the late night here on The Fan. 9:34 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Paul Rosenberg is our Josh Hart at the station.
Lugie. It is a big Lugowski. A 5-hour Lugauer here. Or what do we call it? A 5-hour After Hours. I'm getting to that point here, ladies and gentlemen. And these stages here of a lot of things are going through my brain right now. By the way, Rosenberg, we speculated on why the parade will be or is on Thursday because the weather's not looking great. And I wondered out loud, why would you pick the day where the weather is not looking nice? But you apparently heard from a police officer?
Yeah, I heard from one of New York's finest.
Mm-hmm.
And they had said that it actually takes longer than people think to mobilize 5,000 to 7,000 cops. And to get them all there on Thursday, taking away off days, not granting off days, etc.
Gotcha.
So I think that is a big part
that
of
played
this,
a factor.
Is making sure everyone is going to be safe on Thursday.
Of course.
No matter the weather.
No
just
doubt.
Be safe.
Absolutely.
Have enough police presence
yeah,
there.
I get that.
They've seen what's happened so far, the few bad apples after Knicks wins, after
mm-hmm.
Knicks losses.
I understand.
They want to make sure that doesn't happen for the biggest moment in New York City, which is a ticker tape parade.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. And we appreciate that police officer calling in and clarifying that angle of it, because these are the things that we're not privy to, obviously. You know, there wasn't really, I don't think, a statement as to why they picked Thursday, but that makes total sense. Safety above everything. Hopefully the weather holds up, that's for sure. And again, I get my weather from an unreliable source, let's be honest. My weather comes from somebody who is, quite frankly, an imbecile. And he claims to be a great weather
genius,
mind.
Paul Rosenberg.
He is many things, including a moron. And he is very, very idiotic. And he thinks he knows all.
It's always great to have Rosie by your side.
He claims to look at European models. And when I think European models, I certainly don't think weather. But that's what he looks at, and he's been wrong a lot. He has skipped the podium a lot.
When it comes to that.
According to Paul's or my weather guy's account, we should have had 40,000 feet of snow this winter because he's always doomsday when it comes to that. And he is a member, my weather guy, a member of the Coalition of Knick Haters. So
I am not. That is that.
He would want nothing more, him and Marash and Evan, they would want nothing more than it to rain, pour rain, be windy, be crappy all day for the parade so that they could get a little bit of satisfaction because they don't want to see anybody, especially Knicks fans, be happy.
I wanted the Knicks to win. I was rooting for
the
Knicks.
I mean, again.
No, I was objective
again,
behind it.
You're
and I am
lying.
Thrilled. You person who I want to thank the most is Jalen Brunson for saving us and saving me for having to listen to the crying and moaning of Knicks fans about the officiating for 2 days.
Well, my fellow Knicks fans are still crying about that stuff, which I certainly don't like the crying when it comes to officiating. I think it's honking your horn in traffic. I think it's just complaining for the sake of complaining when your team loses. And I'm not suggesting that the officials were necessarily on the Knicks' side in this series, but the Knicks still won it in five. They won their first championship in 53 years, and that's the big story. And there you go with the parade, with law enforcement, and hopefully the weather holds up. Maybe you can move it later in the day. I don't know with all the... We'll see. When the rubber meets the road, we're going to find out.
As long as there are no cows.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, come on. We got a cow. There's another one. No, I think that's the same one.
You sniffed glue a lot when you were younger, right?
They call me the glue for a reason.
Okay.
Twister!
I would imagine...
Twister, the movie! Come on!
Yeah, I got it. I saw the movie once. I know they remade it to a degree. I don't know. And I'm pretty good with movie lines.
How on earth do you not know the cow line?
From a guy who doesn't know Andy Capp's Hot Fries, which we talked about earlier, you expect me to know the cow line at Twister?
Andy Capps. He's the NCAA basketball
Andy
guy.
Andy Capps.
Okay.
Hot Fries. Andy Capps Hot Fries. If you're just tuning in, I've had a wonderful weekend. It all ended the moment I looked at Rosenberg when I got into work today, and I wondered out loud how he's still employed here, because I think I've asked several times for him to be banned from here, but apparently nobody listens. He is the worst, but this weekend has been the best because my basketball team won a championship. The other night, they came back from 27, 29 points down. I'm driving home from work, and I stop at a red light, and there was no cow in the street. There was no Twister in the street, but there were two hotties walking across the street, just slagging around town at 3 a.m. I mean, what a time to be alive with the greatest city in the world. I mean, that's 3 in the morning, and, you know, they're just moseying on down the street. It was phenomenal. And then, you know, look, married guy, but you could always look. And the car was parked, because, you know, I'm Tommy the Pothole Slayer, so I avoid all potholes, so I made sure everything was safe and sound, and then let's just look around at what we got here. Oh, hi there. And then the Knicks win a championship. I get home, and what's waiting for me on the kitchen table? My wife, not literally, she, that'd be nice too. I don't have a 10-week rule like the Knicks, that's for sure. Although I am married, like I said, so every 10 weeks would be nice. But the present that was waiting for me on the table, my kitchen table, was a bag of Andy Capps Hot Fries, which, if you know, you know. If you're a child in the 90s, you know how great it is. It's wonderful. So nice. I barely eat it anymore. When I was a kid, anytime I can get my hands on some Hot Fries, licking finger good. That's how great it was. Nom, nom. Loved it. And now that I'm an adult, I don't eat it as much. The Hot Fries, that is. But now that I have them in my possession, and I have a bag of Hot Fries, I can't wait to eat more of that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I feel like with some of the innuendos there, I shouldn't go to Ozzie and Woodridge next. I really shouldn't. That's just, I set him up for so, because you know the call's written on a napkin. But Ozzie's sitting there, and he just listened to some of the things I said, and he will take it further than I want it to be taken. So I'm wondering out loud if I should just have a buffer phone call before Ozzie. What do you think, Rosenberg? Buffer?
No.
One buffer. It would be one call,
go to Ozzie.
Then to Ozzie. So
go
I'd
to
go
Ozzie.
I would go to Jake in Rhode Island, and then I would go right to Ozzie. So it would be like a hockey assist. But it would allow Ozzie to get his mind out of the gutter and back on the conversation.
I would go to Ozzie. Only for the reason.
Paulie has one nickname, the glue.
Ozzie is in Woodridge. Ozzie?
Hello, Paulie. How you doing, buddy?
He's doing fine.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you guys already had a conversation off air. You know how he's doing. He's doing wonderful.
All right. He's my advocate. He's like my Paul Heyman over there. I love it.
He is your Paul Heyman. Yeah.
You also got to remember the Puerto Rican Day Parade was Sunday. And also the Knicks fans have dudes. The Knicks fans have dogs. And the Knicks fans have done major damage, so they needed a couple days to clean up the streets a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like I said, it could have been maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, or I have no issue with Thursday. I suppose...
You can't control the weather.
No, you can't, and you know this about me, Ozzy, or anybody that listens to me. The one thing that irks me and gets under my skin is weather. When I have something planned that's special to me and there's any type of weather involved that's bad, I always get frustrated with that. And you're right, you can't control the weather. But in this situation, I wonder out loud if the weather is going to be bad, if they would move the parade to another date. My guess is no, because you got to get a lot of things in a row here to have this type of event. I would imagine, unless it's just catastrophically bad, they will just push on with bad weather.
Silver lining, rain, wet t-shirts.
And you know it's Knicks and Chicks right now. So now, the only problem with that is, Ozzy, is yes, in some ways the wet t-shirts are good, but there are a lot of people with man boobs, myself included. So the last thing you want is a wet t-shirt with myself and Evan up there at City Hall, because it's not exactly like Spring Break 1998 with us two up there in wet t-shirts.
I hear you. And I know you're going through that bin looking for a tank top to iron and wear to the parade.
Little sun's out,
but
guns
I think
out.
What you should wear, you should wear that yellow banana t-shirt you had on of your wife.
That's not my wife's shirt. Hold on a second.
That changed the whole theory.
Yes, it did. That is, as I've said before, that which went viral, and that shirt was a major topic on the internet and also on this radio station. It was a V-neck, yellow t-shirt, tight t-shirt for sure. It is not my wife's t-shirt. I didn't get it from the kiddie section. I didn't get it from the female section, the women's section from the mall or the store. I got it from the men's section, and I will not be breaking out any tight t-shirts, at least from that department, meaning yellow, for this parade.
If you could fit in that t-shirt that night, then you can fit in that cat wheel. I'll tell you that.
I had to hold
and
my
to
breath throughout
the
entire show.
See you in the rain
show.
In that yellow t-shirt, banana.
Yeah, that banana. That would be.
That would make it the scene, bro.
Yeah, it would be make it an eye turner. But you do bring up a great point with the This is what makes you so special, Ozzy. I wasn't even thinking wet t-shirt. You do bring up a great point here that there is rain and you're not wearing a poncho. There will be some interesting scenery for the parade. That's a fair point, no doubt about it.
If you think I'm great now, wait for the revelation I came up with about you, and that when you think about it, you're going to be like, you know what? He's a pain in the neck, but he's spot on.
Okay.
So just wait
and what's
for that.
What's that coming up? After the intermission? How long do I have to wait for that?
After the intermission. Got like it. The hydration break as we're getting.
Soccer? What is that, by the way? I'm huge into the World Cup, and I understand it's super hot, but the fact that they have these hydration breaks, which I get it for safety, but it's so funny. The announcers build it up. We are 2 minutes away from the hydration break. It's like, okay. But yes.
Yeah, now it's basically four quarters. It's like a basketball game. So
that's correct.
That's pretty much what they did with the soccer.
Yep.
You know?
I do.
And by the way, I gave you a nickname before, Tommy Banana, with the shirt.
Okay.
But if I see any clips of you crying, you're Tommy Tears every time I talk to you, bro.
Yeah. So. Oz, and Evan and Tiki asked me about this earlier. It's one of those situations where I think you got to fight back the tears, because that will live forever on the internet, on this radio station. If I cry, it is perfect. permanent in terms of content. So as much as I'm emotional, I have to hide my emotions because it will be just used against me from now till the rest of time. So I will do my very best to not be Tommy Tears on parade day.
Easier said than done. And speaking of crying, Wemby came across as French, period, stop. So I'll leave that there. Remember, Embiid speaks French too. So just think about that one for a second with all the crying that they do. But I got a beef with you, and then I got an awesome revelation for you, and I'm being serious.
I got you. What is the beef? Where's the beef?
You thanked Evan and his franchise for A, taking on KD and Kyrie for you, and for trading you Bridges.
Yes, I did.
Right?
Yes,
to set you up for this championship.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't thank me.
What do I have to thank you for?
Waking you up to get this championship that night that you skipped the podium after game three. So I expect to thank you right now.
Ozzie, you know what? Because my team won a championship over the weekend, because it wasn't the latest in the humiliations that I've had in my life here publicly, I'm in a great mood. I will thank you, Ozzie and Woodridge, for whatever it is that you did to spark me and this team to a title.
Thank you. I accept your thank you, and we'll move on. And I think you should have Evan call in, because you and him one-on-one on your show, and him publicly acknowledging you. You said he did it through text and whatever.
He did. He texted
me. As the leader of the coalition.
Yes, he did.
I think you two going back and forth on air would be a big service to the fans. That would be very entertaining.
You mean sort of gloating in his face, and he as the member of the coalition indicators for
and
us to kind of go one on one
publicly and say it out loud, and it would be pretty entertaining.
Yeah, like drop the gloves, drop the BS that he's an IBO and all this other nonsense. I know what you're saying. You know, no holds barred, kind of Lou Gower, the leader of Knick fans versus the leader of the coalition indicators. I love it. We could do it like almost like a debate, a presidential debate. I'm down for that.
Yeah, even if it's tonight, whatever, as the week matriculates. But the revelation I have for you is the highest compliment I can give you, bro. And I'm being serious.
Okay. What do we got?
You've said in the past that if you came into millions of dollars, you would move to Ibiza and you would say, I'm out of here. I'm not doing my dream job anymore.
Correct.
Your radio that you've been doing since the night of banana shirt has been so sincere and so, like, good for the fans, all the Knicks fans to relate to, and you giving them a voice and so on and so forth. I honestly think that you would not go to Ibiza. You would keep this job for moments like this because you nailed this out of the park this entire run. And the fans appreciate it. And there's no other better high than you can get in Ibiza than doing what you're doing for the fans right now.
Well, I appreciate that, Ozzie, but I know what you're doing. You're trying to get me to cry here so that you can make fun of me. No, I'm teasing. I appreciate that. I really do. And I think, you know what, like in Seinfeld, Ozzie, let's end on a high note there. There's no reason to extend that conversation any further. I think you eloquently put that, and I appreciate what you said. I've talked to upper management about this, you know, after every show. I'll talk to the producers in the break and after every show, and because I'm going through, as a fan, what I'm going through, and it's the greatest thing, but I'm trying to channel that emotion and be a radio host and, you know, carry the ball here at nights for this run, which is amazing to win a championship for the Knicks for the first time in 53 years and be that voice that you hear during the game, the first voice after the game, nights like this, wherever you hear me, you know, throughout this run, but especially in these last couple games. You know, I take a lot of pride and honor and passion in that, and I just hope that I'm doing a great job. So when I hear Ozzie, who I know likes to break my goyunes, when he says something like that, I hope he speaks for the audience because I've tried my best here to deliver what I think is represents just me and also what Knick fans are going through. The emotions, the range of those emotions, the energy, the excitement, the gravity, the weight of it all, you know, just across the board, everything that we have gone through and everything that we're feeling. And I hope I've done that. Now, I stand by what I've said. I mean, if I become a billionaire, wife, see ya, hit the bricks. If I had kids, I would book them a one-way trip somewhere, enjoy the rest of your life. It's been real. And then I would be with supermodels on a yacht somewhere in Ibiza, or as the locals would call it, Ibiza. That's where I'd be. And I would, you would never hear from me again. The internet would be happy. They'd be like, we don't have to hear Loogie or pleasant Loogie evening ever again. I'd have billions of dollars. See ya. That's just, and don't worry, the wife would get half the money. I'm not going to be a bad guy. You get half. If the kids were around, they'd get some money. But again, swift kick in the ass. Don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. One-way ticket out of here. And I would be, bye-bye. See ya. That's just me. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is, speaking of, I mean, Sydney Sweeney, all decked out in Knick gear. You think the Knicks were losing that night with Sid out there in the looking great in her Knick gear for Game 5 and Positive Tommy on the air at the same time? You think the synergy of that, coupled with Jalen Brunson and this team, you think the Avengers there of the Knicks and that our own coalition was going to be stopped that night? No shot. You know, in many ways, this is the Knicks' finest hour. And in many ways, this has been Positive Tommy's finest hour. And let it be a lesson to my fellow Met fans who want to, at times, disown Positive Tommy from the Met fandom verse. And you know you're out there and you know you've done it. Just chip away. Give it time. Chip away. And at some point in the future here, and let's do it this year. Let's go from there. But at some point, we as Met fans, led by Positive Tommy, will have our very own championship parade. Just like I delivered it for the Knicks. You saw it all play out here with the Knicks. You saw the formula. You saw the power of positivity. You saw me center stage with it. We got a championship. Let's do it for the Mets. And while we're at it, we'll do it for the Islanders as well. My Islanders. Orange and blue across the board. Knicks, Mets, Islanders. Dare to dream the impossible dream. That's what I say. And while we're at it, we'll get some more Knick championships. 888-N. Can't forget about my Giants as well. And I'm feeling so generous right now. And in such good spirits and in such a good mood that I'm even going to say this. In 6 or 7 years, we could be talking about a Jets Super Bowl. We could. If they, a lot of ifs, but if they draft the right quarterback to be their Jalen Brunson, if this Muji is Leon Rose, then yes, even with Woody Johnson, the Jets and the Jet fan, which I think is the Knicks were what the Jets are now. And I understand the Mets, and I understand 40 years here. I get all that, believe me. But the Jet fan is now the new, just absolutely engraved in stone, long-suffering, haven't had a moniker of success in forever. They are in the sports abyss. They are the worst franchise in all of sports. They've had the longest drought here across the four major sports. It's just awful. Can't finish a season over 500. If they do everything that the Knicks did and hire the right people and bring in the right personnel, then yes, even the Jets can have their parade down the canyon of heroes. And we haven't had a lot of parades around here across the four major sports in a long time. So let's just be the first one of many over the next couple years. Sound good to you guys? That sounds good to me. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. Easy for me to say. Let's rewind that. You could do a take two here. Look, listen. I mean, what, you're talking about 5 hours on the air last night in the overnight, which isn't exactly 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We're talking about right after the game on a Saturday into Sunday. And now I have to sit here and stare at Rosenberg for four straight hours. Which
and
is,
a very Luke evening to everybody out
is,
there.
Which is sports talk radio torture. You guys only have to hear him. I have to not only hear him, but also look at him.
He's a glue guy.
He might have sniffed glue as a kid, but he's not exactly pleasant to look at. I'll put it that way. but I've had a look at him for the last, how long have we been on the air now? 3 hours. So that's 3 hours since the Knicks have won a championship. 4 hours, 5 hours, that's 9, 12 hours I've been on the air. And I love it. But we're getting to the point where I get a little bots in the brain, a little stunad. So we're going to have a little bit of a tongue twister there. So let's redo that for the audience. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Loogie here in the late night. If you're on hold, we will get to you. We got 2 more hours here on a big Lugowski, a 5 hour after hours, a very special after hours as we continue to celebrate the Knicks, champions of basketball. It truly was Knicks in 26. If you want to join the conversation and you haven't already, 888-808-1019. It is after hours. Tommy Lugauer here on the Fan.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The journey? It starts here, at your local ballpark. On the fields where dreams are born.
All right, fellas, here we go.
Every swing, every step, every moment, it all counts. The fundamentals kids learn today, they build the skills and confidence for tomorrow. Pitch, hit, and run. Find a local competition near you and sign up at pitchhitrun.com. Let the journey begin. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.